There was an obese woman at the table who was obviously not a ballerina. I figured she was some wily director who wore half an inch of makeup and busy silk outfits to scare the dancers into maintaining a healthy diet. Not so, as it turned out. She was an opera singer who worked at Bloomingdale's or some such establishment where she peddled perfume to rich women who loved the smell of expensive insect repellent. Suffice to say, it feels like my nostrils are being raped whenever I am forced to pass through any perfume-infested zone. It is such a nasal violation that I make every effort to avoid perfume departments outright, but they're always on the bloody main floor by the escalators, thus difficult to avoid when in search of sassy inflatable dolls on the top floor. I cannot advise strongly enough that if you think you're going to be even in the vicinity of one of these odorous places, do yourself a favor and carry nose plugs. I've wised up enough to hit up an army surplus store before such a footslog, if only to defend myself with a gas mask and a supply of oxygen. Who cares if a security guard eyeballs me when I enter the department store sporting enough militia gear for an army of saturation bombers? I'm protecting myself from angina.